It's the Next Gear Green on PodTech.net. I'm Matt Kelly. We're here at the Alt Car Expo at the Santa Monica Airport, and I'm joined today by Y. Frey. She is CEO of EcoLimo, Ecological Chauffeured Transportation. It's a Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C.-based company offering chauffeured transportation with an ecological bend to it.
Exactly correct. We're a traditional limousine service and using very untraditional cars.
We're standing in front of a beautiful Mercedes, and it's powered by biodiesel.
It is powered by B99.
Wow.
Biodiesel. This car is pretty much off the petroleum grid. We run 6 cars in the fleet of 17 off the petroleum grid, the Mercedes being one, E320 CDI, and the Ford Excursion diesel being another.
And as CEO of the company, how old is the company? Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
The company is 3 years old. We started in 2004, actually, October of 2004. Opened the doors in January of 2005. I've been 20 years in the chauffeur transportation industry, and I wanted to make a little difference in my industry. And I started with a Toyota Prius. And I just wanted to feel good about the car that I was driving as a chauffeur, and we've come to grow into a diverse fleet of alternative fuel vehicles.
I really have to compliment you, because I think you have a niche market that really can only grow with the awareness, particularly from the more affluent communities, celebrities, et cetera, more and more wanting to be associated with this type of transportation, that if they're looking for chauffeured transportation, that now there's a company that can actually serve their needs.
I'm very grateful to the Hollywood community. As you know, Global Green started their green cars to the red carpet 4 or 5 years ago. Celebrities have been a huge part of the green movement in the chauffeured transportation industry. But it's not only celebrities. I mean, businesses now are doing, you know, voluntary risk management to start green initiatives. Yahoo, Google, Dell, Tesco, Hewlett-Packard, Toshiba. I mean, HSBC Bank, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America. I mean, the list just is extensive. So it's businesses, you know, individuals that want to make a difference in their life, and the Hollywood community.
But that's why, again, I think you have a niche market here that really can only grow, because as the affluent community becomes more and more aware of this type of transportation, you now have a niche to actually serve it. Whereas 5 years ago, I don't think there was necessarily a EcoLimo out there.
I think you're exactly correct. And I saw an unmet need in the industry, and I went for it, you know, rather blindly with no business plan. Just as I say, I wanted to feel good about the vehicle that I was driving as a chauffeur, and that's how EcoLimo started, and it's blossomed. I mean, livery companies that, you know, basically laughed at the idea in 2004 and 2005, you know, are now incorporating hybrid vehicles into their own fleets.
And what do you foresee in terms of growth for your company? Are you looking at other markets?
Well, you know, as I say, I started in Los Angeles with just a single car. We then opened up in San Francisco. We opened up in Washington, D.C. this year. We recently licensed Arizona. Trademarks have been approved in Canada, Great Britain, Japan.
I would imagine that Seattle, perhaps, and Austin, Texas, places that have very large environmental communities, might be areas that you're also looking at.
We are. You know, Seattle initially had a wheelbase restriction, so the Prius wasn't the vehicle of choice up there. But, you know, there's many biodiesel companies now which are opening up in Seattle, and biodiesel is certainly an alternative. Natural gas is an alternative in Seattle for a livery service, you know.
Well, are you offering
fill gas?
Are you offering anything other than biodiesel in terms of a fuel for your EcoLimo?
Natural gas, hybrid, gas electric, and biodiesel.
Talk to me about your final thoughts about EcoLimo, the challenges that you face entering into this space, and the opportunity that awaits you moving forward.
Good question. Business is always a challenge, right? And we have paved the way, EcoLimo has paved the way in the chauffeured transportation business. So, you know, it's a matter of, we're trying to coin a phrase, you know, change the world one passenger at a time. You know, clients that initially would have never thought of getting into a Prius to go to the airport or to a function, you know, now, you know, we give them a ride and they love it and they love the idea. And I think that that's the warm fuzzy of my business, which helps it spread. That the client, the passenger, really feels part of the solution as they get out of the car at the airport. And all the sky caps are kind of looking, going, wow, they got out of a Prius, you know, or they got out of one of those eco limos. That's very cool.
Very cool. And where can we find out more information about your company?
At www.eco-limo.com or just Google Eco Limo.
Y. Frey, CEO of Eco Limo, Ecological Chauffeured Transportation. It's a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you very much. I'm honored for the opportunity.
For the Next Gear Green, I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net.